Hello, friends. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you've made the decision to be baptized, and I couldn't be more excited for you. This is one of the most important steps in your walk with Jesus, and I want to take just a few minutes to explain what baptism is, why we do it, and what you can expect on your baptism day. Baptism is a picture of the gospel. When you go under the water, it represents Jesus' death and burial. When you come up out of the water, it represents his resurrection and your new life in him. Romans 6 says this, "We are buried with him in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life." It's important to know baptism doesn't save you. Jesus does. Baptism is simply your way of saying publicly, I belong to Jesus, and I am choosing to follow him. It's a step of obedience and a testimony to the church and the world. Now, on the day of your baptism, here's how it'll go. You'll be called by name and step into the water with me. I'll ask you two questions. First, have you turned from your sin and trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? And you'll answer, yes, or I do. And the second question, do you confess him as Lord and commit to follow him all of your days? And again, you'll answer, yes, or I do. After your response, you'll place your handkerchief that we will supply over your nose and mouth. Then I'll say, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, then I'll lower you in the water, raised to walk in newness of life, and I'll bring you out of the water. The congregation then will undoubtedly celebrate with you. Now, here are a few things to keep in mind. You'll want to wear dark clothing that won't be see-through when wet. A t-shirt and shorts usually work best. Now, we'll have a towel for you as you come out, but you need to remember to bring with you a complete change of clothes. If you wear glasses, watches, or jewelry, it's best to remove them beforehand. Then, after baptism, someone will help you down the stairs with a towel and direct you to the changing area downstairs. Finally, baptism is more than a ritual, guys. It's a celebration of what God has already done in your life. You're declaring to everyone, I've decided to follow Jesus. This is a powerful witness, and I pray it will strengthen your faith and encourage others to take the same step. I'm so proud of you for taking this step of obedience. Remember, guys, you're not alone. Your church family is here to support you, and most of all, Christ is with you. I can't wait to celebrate your baptism day with you. God bless you. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at the office, and I will be glad to sit down with you, make an appointment with you, and discuss any questions you might have. God bless you all.